It is March the 27th, 2007. Michael Vaughn in Toronto with Brian Acker of Acker Finley for, well, an almost regular update because I haven't seen you in about a month. But what a month it's been. I saw you at the end of February. We were talking about the rebalancing for March. And then, wham, we got hit with the big China scare.
Yeah.
Pick up the story for me.
Well, it was a big China scare. And again, I can't see why, but again...
Well, their stock market was off 9.5% in a day.
Well, that, and, China authorities are raising interest rates and margin requirements. They're trying to cool off that economy. But it had a worldwide effect.
Everyone headed for the exit.
Exactly. And what happened, as everyone knows, we're always fully invested, and that was a rebalance time for us.
Mm-hmm.
And we picked up some new names in the portfolio. If we want to talk in the U.S., certainly, we picked up Morgan Stanley. Certainly.
Okay, why? Okay.
Again, from a point of view that a lot of the selling was irrational. Model prices didn't move much at all. So we picked up Morgan Stanley in our top 10.
Well, I think another reason people were bailing on Morgan Stanley is because of the housing bubble, so-called, in the U.S. and all these subprime mortgages that are supposed to be blowing up.
Exactly. So a lot of those fears, a lot of the brokerages got hit because of the potential for China, et cetera. But we didn't, the model price didn't move. So obviously mispriced, got into the top 10 of our...
from nowhere to the top 10.
Exactly.
And how's it done this month?
Oh, it's up about 14%. So it's done well for us. But again, this is mispricing. These are things that we love to do. And our fund actually is hitting new highs coming out of this whole China thing. And, we were at new highs back in February when we talked. We went corrected with the market. The portfolio repositioned itself, looked for mispriced assets, which Morgan Stanley was just one, and here we are now making new highs in our U.S. fund because of the mispricing.
Matching the index?
Oh, yeah, we're ahead of the index, actually. We're up over 1% for the quarter up to the index.
Nice.
We're up over 3% versus a little bit for the S&P 500. So, we're doing very well relative to the index.
Now, in the Canadian fund, you're more or less even with the index, but I've seen Lionor sitting in your top 10 list for a while. They're in the news today.
Yeah, and they're getting that takeout from Xstrata at 18 and 1850.
What's your model price on Lionor?
$40.
Oh.
So
they're lowballing them.
Oh, for sure. But, management's in bed with them. I don't know what's going on. Management basically is hoisting the white flag already. But Lionor, I think, is a very interesting pure play in nickel. And everyone knows about nickel prices. It's gone through the roof. So I don't think this is the last we've seen of Lionor, but...
Well, you're not the only one analyzing that. If your model price is $40, there has to be another bid.
Oh, I definitely think so. Yeah. There's another bid coming, and may, be a bidding war like we've seen on Inco and Falconbridge. So, but again, it's in our top 10, mispriced. It's still mispriced. It will probably remain in our top 10. We'll have a C, certainly in a few days, but, so...
But you're not tendering at $18.50.
Again, it's what our model says, it's what what we see in our portfolios, but I'm willing to bet no.
That'll be an interesting one to watch. I want to talk about oil, too, because it's up where? Around $62 again today.
Right.
I mean, we know what's going on in Iran and the British sailors and all the tension there. How's that playing out in Canadian oil stocks?
We're seeing a little bit, but But what we really see in terms of our math and what our model prices are, a lot of these Canadian oils are getting very expensive, certainly over the last 3 months. What's going on? A lot of the oil companies, certainly in oil sands related oil companies.
Billions.
Billions are going into that. Their balance sheets are getting bigger.
Yeah. The efficiency of their capital.
Earnings are either staying the same to going down. What happens in our work is model prices are dropping.
Yeah.
Marl prices are dropping. And so instead of seeing any value related, and especially names like CNQ, there's actually value erosion.
I see.
So we're now getting prices more in line, if not below, the current prices that we're seeing in a lot of these companies.
Well, you've been underweight them for a long time.
We've been underweight for a long time.
But in the U.S., overweight.
Largely overweight.
What was the difference?
We're not seeing that phenomena. We're not seeing, so for instance, a lot of the oil sand stocks are trading at 3.5 times adjusted book, our book.
Yes.
Whereas a lot of the U.S. companies are trading at 2 times book. So again, we're seeing huge value in terms of where our Marl price is compared to what the trading values are of these companies, but we're not seeing a diminution of that value over time because, A, the balance sheets aren't growing, and the earnings are relatively stable now at $60-some-odd a barrel for oil.
Interesting stuff. Well, it's rebalancing time coming up in a few days. I'll be in to see you next week and see how the portfolio is shaping up for April. Thanks for your time.
That'd be great, Michael. Thanks.